أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ولم يوكر كبيرنا ويأمر بالمعروف وينهى عن المنكر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected brothers and elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the hadith which I have quoted in the khutbah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning and outlining two qualities that if they are not found in a person, these two qualities, or they are deficient, then such a person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that laysa minna, he is not truly from amongst us, from amongst the believers, he is not truly from amongst us. He got some deficiency in his iman. And until and unless he doesn't sort these out, then he will not be a true Muslim. The first Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first quality he mentions that مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا, that the person, he doesn't have any compassion, any mercy, and he doesn't express any kindness towards the young amongst us. The children, the babies, the toddlers, even the youngsters, the teenagers. So this person doesn't have this type of mercy towards them, he doesn't have any compassion towards them. And this is such a quality that it's an innate quality in people. It's something which is supposed to come naturally, where a person feels some compassion towards the young. He feels that extra pity towards a young person. So for example, if a person is on the street or at a robot and a beggar comes to him, then sometimes the person will send the beggar away. And also at that point, a person is not supposed to be harsh to a beggar. If a person doesn't want to give him any money, or he doesn't have anything at that time to give him, then nicely he should tell the person that I don't have, maybe at a later stage if I get, I will give you, but he shouldn't be harsh and shouldn't swear the beggar. Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding this in another surah of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And as for the person asking, as for the beggar, do not scold and rebuke him. This is something which Allah Ta'ala prevented us from doing. Regarding that point, I was listening to Hazrat Qari Ismail Desai Rahmatullah Ali, who just passed away this week, my Ustad. You know, sometimes these pious people, we don't take enough benefit from them. And we regret. But the pious people are such that, and the slaves of Allah Ta'ala, the pious chosen slaves of Allah Ta'ala are such that during their life, they benefit the people, and even after they are gone, people can still take benefit from them, from their discourses. Because eventually, what they are doing, they are not trying to do it for any fame or for their own personal agenda, but rather it is the work of Allah Ta'ala. So that work will continue, that benefit will continue being there. So he mentions the incident regarding a beggar. And he says that one time there was a couple who were having supper and they heard a knock on the door. So upon checking up who it is, they found out that it's a beggar that came at the door and is asking for something to eat. So the husband got very angry. He said, we are having supper, we are busy with our meals and you are coming disturbing us at this time. Just go from here. He chased him away. So the beggar went away with a heavy heart. And then time went on, life carried on. But slowly the person's life and his business started going down. And eventually he got to a point where he was hardly making any money. And he had to close the business down. So now he doesn't have any business. He got a family to provide for. He got no money. So it came to such a point where he couldn't sustain his family anymore. And because of this, he had to separate from his wife. So after some time, the wife was divorced now, went through the iddat period, and she received a proposal. And eventually she got married. Now this person is on the street. And this newly wed now, the wife who is married to her new husband, one night they also having supper. And there was a knock at the door. So the husband tells his wife that just check up who's at the door. So she goes and she comes back and informs him that there's a poor person, he's requesting some food or something to eat or some money. So this husband, he says that we have so much by us, what are we going to do with all this food? So the wife goes and she gives the food and presents it to the beggar, and when she comes back this time she's crying and she's emotional. So the husband tries to calm her down and asks her, why are you so emotional? What's happened? Did he interfere with you? Did he do anything? I can go and sort him out. So after much persistence from the husband, the wife said that actually this was a personal matter. The person at the door was my husband, my ex-husband. And it's very emotional for me because we did not separate because of any arguments or any type of problems that we have in our marriage, but rather he got to a point where he couldn't sustain me and he couldn't provide for the family. So I feel like pitiful for him, because that's the reason why we have separated. There's no ill feelings. So this husband tells her that, you know, that night when your husband or your ex-husband chased me away, I was that beggar that was being chased away. And Allah Ta'ala has turned the situations. So when it comes to the beggars, Allah Ta'ala tells us that وَأَمَّا السَّائِرَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ, that we shouldn't scold and rebuke them, but rather send them off in a good way. So we were talking about the beggars. We see the beggars on the street. Sometimes we might just, tell them we don't have anything or send them away. But if you see a small child with them, then generally because of that natural innate quality of having raham for small children and younger ones, a person tends to feel more pity and eventually he will give something. Because he feels the child is standing out in a hot sun. How can this child, you know, he'll get dehydrated. So that pity and that natural quality of raham should be in the heart. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if he's not found, then this person is not truly from amongst us. But nowadays we see that around the world, if we have to look, and especially what's happening in Palestine and Gaza, we find that this quality is totally lost. They are bombing and they are attacking children who are on the brink of starvation. And there's not even a frown on their faces. They are laughing about it. We get defenseless children who are going against armed men, and they are brutally murdering and shooting them down. So this quality of raham is slowly decreasing from the hearts towards our younger ones. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, this is another indication to the nubuwat of our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever he said, whatever he preached, he first practiced on it. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا, whoever doesn't have this raham and mercy in their hearts towards children. Let's look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a busy person he was. How much fikr, what type of fikr he had for the ummah. What type of burden was on his shoulders, the burden of nubuwah and propagating the message. But yet if you look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's life, you will see his interaction with the children. Not only the children, but he had time and he allocated his attention accordingly to the different categories of people. So if a chief from one of the tribes came to meet him, then you'll find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time, he would have been very diplomatic, very serious, and very formal. Then when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go into his home amongst his family and with his children, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's whole demeanor, his whole attitude would be different. Now he'll be more timid, he'll be more of a relaxed nature. But then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also went a step further and he used to interact with the children and he used to come down to their level and understand the children. There's an incident mentioned regarding Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, his brother. So Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, who used to serve Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for many years. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Medina Munawwarah, Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu's mother came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a son and said, "Yes, my son, and anything that you need, he will be at your service." So Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was such that he used to mix with us and used to be interactive with us to such an extent that one of my younger brothers, who was a small child, he had a bird that he used to play with. So one day when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and he was informed that this bird has died, this child's bird has died. Now taking into consideration the child's emotions and feelings towards the bird, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started talking to the child and he started playing around with him and trying to lift his spirits. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'al al-Nughair, that, oh Abu Umair. Now he's addressing with Abu Umair in a light-hearted way because the child is not a father of anyone, but he's saying, oh Abu Umair, the father of Umair. What has happened to the Nughair? If you look at the words that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose also, Umair and Nughair, it rhymes. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was trying to lift his spirits. And he's trying to acknowledge a small child even. And there are many other incidents mentioned regarding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's interaction with the children. Another one was when this hadith is narrated from Umar bin Salama radiallahu an, who is the stepson of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the son of Umm Salama, the son from a previous marriage. So he says that when I was little, now you know youngsters, they need to be taught the manners, mannerisms and adab of eating. So he says that I used to eat from everywhere from the plate. I used to put my hands all over the plate and eat. Now when eating when sharing food with someone and eating from one dish, and if it's one specific type of a dish, example a rice dish, then the adab is to eat from that which is in front of you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a very nice way, he mentioned that, Ya Ghulam, Sambillah, Wakul Biyaminik, Wakul Mimma Yalik. That, oh young boy, what kindness, what address Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is calling his stepson with. That, take the name of Allah, Sambillah, Wakul Biyaminik, and eat with your right hand, and eat that which is in front of you. So in such a way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, he says that, from that time, I made amal and I practice on what the Messenger of Allah has told me. There's another incident mentioned, hadith mentioned, that once the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were waiting for Salah, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out with one of his grandchildren. And he started leading the Salah, and his grandchild was standing next to him. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum saying that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went down in sajda, he prolonged his sajda. So one of the Sahaba, now they're wondering what is happening, he lifted his head to see if everything is fine. And when he saw everything was fine, he put his head back down. Eventually Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam finished the salah and he said, you must have been wondering, or the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked him, what has happened? Why did you prolong your salah? Did some wahi come down, or you were worried that something could have happened to you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that my grandchild was playing on my back. And I didn't want to disturb him, I wanted to let him finish his task. So once he was finished and done, then I got up. Just this shows the mercy and the compassion that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had towards the children. So this is the first quality Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that the person doesn't have compassion towards children. Then the second quality the person doesn't have is مَلَّمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. That the person, he doesn't show any respect and he doesn't show any honor to the senior amongst us. The senior amongst the Muslims, the elderly. If we look nowadays, we can see this respect towards the elderly and the seniors are diminishing. The respect is being lost. Amongst the general public, we'll get where people are picking and mocking each other, calling names. Even amongst the ulama, it has come to such. A step further than that, which is worse, is where you find young children are now picking on ulama and naming them and labeling them and branding them because of what they're hearing on the social media. If you look at the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we'll see that even with the worst enemy and with the kuffar, when dealing with them, they dealt with them with respect. They addressed them with respect. They had a proper conversation and they dealt with them in a respectful manner. Not like how we see nowadays where people are just branding people, taking them out of the fold of Islam and calling them names. And all this is done in the name of Haqq. That, no, we are right, so we have to tell them this. So weren't the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the most truthful and the most on the Haqq? But they didn't use this method. So this quality of respect for the elders is something which is lost. And it's something which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is encouraging us, that if a person doesn't have this quality of respect for the elders and doesn't show the elders their respect, then his iman is not complete. He has some deficiency in his iman. So the better thing will be to stay away from branding people and calling them names and using our family gatherings to talk about the ulama, to talk about senior people, because we have enough baggage on our own shoulders. We don't need to add to our baggage. We don't need to talk about people and wash their sins away and put more baggage on our shoulders. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned that مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day, He should either say something good, use his mouth for good, either reading the Quran Sharif, tilawat, dhikr, encouraging good, and if he can't do that, then he should rather keep quiet. This is the safest thing to do. So these two qualities, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if a person is deficient, then that person is not from amongst us. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقْتِرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Even though the person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not talking about any type of sinner or any type of fasiq, he's saying even though the person is commanding what good and is forbidding evil. That type of person, if he doesn't have these two qualities, his iman is deficient. So we can imagine the person that's a sinner. But here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is talking about a person who is giving da'wat and his iman is deficient still. So we should try to inculcate these two qualities into us. That is, having mercy for the young and respect for the seniors and elders. And furthermore, respect for elders, further more encouraged than that will be respect towards our family members and even more towards our parents. I've recited in the beginning the verse from the Quran Sharif, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, that your Rabb has ordained and decreed that you worship none but Him. And immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala mentions a few more injunctions, where Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, that immediately after mentioning the right of Allah Ta'ala mentions that, and towards your parents be dutiful and be extremely kind and show them your best character. Allah Ta'ala could have mentioned those two and finished, but Allah Ta'ala goes on further to explain and mention more points regarding the respect and being kind towards the parents. Then He mentions, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, that if one of them or if both of them have to reach the old age, then in such a case and such a situation, don't even mention to them a word which shows some type of dislike, some type of irritation. Allah Ta'ala mentions the word uff. But that's just one word. And that doesn't mean that if they are younger, you can also disrespect them. But generally, when the parents grow older, now the son who's young, he's growing up, he's becoming more independent, he's getting more energy and more wealth. So now, naturally, a person has this thing in them that there's no one like me. So Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفِّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and don't rebuke them, don't be harsh to them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and say to them kind words. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, Allah Ta'ala further mentions that you should lower your wings of mercy. Now what does it mean, lower your wings? Because naturally if a person has wings, or if an animal has wings, then it has a tendency to fly, to go high. But here, even though you have the ability to fly high, because you are young, you got all that energy, you should lower our wings and be humble before our parents. وَقْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُرْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا, and we should make a dua for them and say, oh my Rabb, have mercy on my parents just like how when I was young they had mercy on me and they brought me up. So there's an incident mentioned which is a very famous incident, we may have heard it many times, but Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that remind the believers because the reminder is beneficial. So once there was an elderly father sitting with his mid-aged son who was very intellectual, and the father is quite old, in his 80s, and while they're sitting outside, a crow comes. So the son, the father asks his son, oh my son, what is that sitting over there? So the son tells him nicely that it's a bird, it's a crow. After some time went past, the father asked the son again. He said, oh my son, what's that sitting over there? So he said, I told you, that's a crow sitting there. And then the third time the father asked, what's that? Now the son got irritated. And he said, how many times I told you it's a crow, can't you see? So the father goes away, goes to the room, comes back with an old tattered diary, And he tells the son to read. When the son starts reading, he starts tearing. What's written in there is that on this day when my son was 3 years old, he asked me, what's that? It was a bird, and I told him that was a bird 23 times. And each time I was doing it out of joy and smiling and happy. So this is the type of raham and affection that the parents have towards us. Nowadays it might be a bit different because of our lack of tolerance. Everyone nowadays wants instant gratification. So we send a message goes instantly. So even the parents might have lowered their standard a little bit, but still, it will still be above the children's level. Then there's another incident mentioned regarding, the incident is known as the wooden bowl. So there was an elderly couple, the wife passed away. Now the husband is old, he doesn't have anywhere to stay. He has only his son and daughter, that's a son and daughter-in-law that's alive. So he moves in with them. And they have supper together, they eat. But after some time, the daughter-in-law, she can't take it anymore. She says, I need to speak to my husband. And she tells him that, you know, I can't take it. Your father, when he eats, he's making a mess. So the son says, yes, I've noticed that. Even I can't take it because when he eats, he makes all these noises and he's very clumsy when he's eating. So they decided, they said, that we'll let him eat with us, but we'll keep him one side because then we don't have to deal with his mess, we don't have to deal with all his clumsiness. So eventually what happened is they put him one side on his own table and they started giving him his food like that. But still, he was still causing a mess, breaking the utensils, the cutlery, dropping it. So this irritated them more. Eventually what happened is they got for him a wooden bowl to sort the situation out. So eventually if he drops the bowl, the bowls and the utensils won't break. So this continued, this happened. And they had a small son with them. So one day while the son was playing, the father asked him, what are you doing? So he said that, no, I'm just trying to take this wood and trying to make a bowl. So he said, for what are you making a bowl? So the son told him that, because one day when you get old, then I can give you this bowl. Immediately they realized their mistake. And they brought the father back onto the table. And now to the mess didn't bother them. Because what you do to your parents eventually will come back to you. And this has been, this is one of the crimes or sins that a person does, that Allah Ta'ala makes the person pay for it in this world before he makes him pay in the akhirah. And we've seen many incidents around us where people, they ill-treated their father. A person slapped his father, eventually his son slapped him. Because of that. So, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala give us this quality of having compassion and mercy towards the young and respecting the elders, and especially when it comes to our parents and elderly. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make a amal what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.